Portrait of Antonio de Spuge. Portrait of Antonio de Spuge y D'Ameto. Rome, circa 1785 to 1790. Giuseppe Cades, Rome 1750 to 1799, oil on canvas. Collection, Societat Archaeologica Lulliana. Giuseppe Cades was the son of a French father and an Italian mother. Trained in the workshop of Domenico Corvi, his difficult character led to his expulsion in 1766, despite having received the San Luca Academy Award the same year. An excellent draftsman, he also excelled as a painter, engraver and sculptor, and had an eye for detail that was much admired. Also a specialist in painting with tempera, he was responsible for the decoration of churches and palaces in Rome, including the Palazzo Altieri, Villa Borghese and Palazzo Chigi, and was in great demand among the elite of France, Spain, England and Russia. Even Catherine the Great figured among his clients. Classical history was one of his favourite subjects, and he is considered one of the promoters of neo-mannerism, a style which he employed up until 1790, though he was also known for his ability to paint in any style. He also collaborated with important engravers of the day, such as Bombelli, Bartolozzi, Volpato and Morghen, and was responsible for the portrait of Piranesi, 1778, on the cover of the Antichità Romane, published by his son, Francesco Piranesi, 1784, then a fine arts consultant for Gustav III of Sweden. This portrait was probably made during de Spuge's first Roman period, which began in June 1782 with an unsuccessful voyage to Malta and ended with his appointment as auditor for the Sacred Roman Rota, a position he held from 1785 to 1791. De Spuge commissioned a portrait in a simple black cassock and collar. It displays neither the ornamentation corresponding to his ecclesiastical rank nor the Maltese cross that he wears in almost all of his portraits.